Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 12. Now, this is the episode we've been waiting for. Meredith has been preparing for this day. She's, as an adult, getting bat mitzvahed. I thought this was a really cool episode, and for her to be kind of embracing her heritage, her religion, and from what I understand, it's a lot of preparation to be able to do these things. And it's kind of interesting in this show too. Like I always say, like it's funny to watch these shows, but you learn a lot too. But she was saying, like it's actually a really high honor to be able to read from the Torah, so to read those scriptures that she had, and share that with all of her friends and family. So it was really cool to watch, and it's a different route she took, right? So most people, they're kind of expected to do it at 13, because the family is kind of telling you to do it, right? I guess for her family didn't really care, because back then I don't think a lot of women got bat mitzvahed. It was more towards the men, and even in recent times you can't be what's the name for the, like, not the priest, but the like kind of the leader in your church.
Oh, shit.
For Jewish people, it's, oh, rabbi.
Rabbi.
That's right.
Yeah. So now women can become rabbis too. So, like, we saw Meredith has a female rabbi. And it was just different times. And it wasn't something that was expected of her at 13. But it's really cool that, she, and it's almost like, it's like a little bit more meaningful. Like, it's also meaningful when you do it when you're 13. So, like, maybe that's not the right word, but it's very like powerful to do that when it's your own choice. You're an adult. You don't actually have to do it, but it's wanting to put that out there and celebrate it. Very profound, that she made.
Especially because she had to put a lot of time into it too to learn everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of work to do.
And then for
Yeah.
everything to go to shit once when your friends come, but we'll get to
Yeah, that was fucked up.
that.
Oh my God. Okay, so this was funny. Okay, before we do get into that, I want to ask you guys, did you have any thoughts about the outfits of some of the guests or anyone?
Funny that you mentioned that because Bronwyn I thought was dressed so inappropriately, like for
Me too.
she was wearing like a bikini top. Like I don't get it. Like with but, and it was like they were outside in the snow. Like people were in
Yeah,
winter
that's right.
coats,
And I
right?
have
And
to
she's
say, she was too, like, it looks nice, but
it's
it
a
was
clubbing
no,
outfit.
wrong occasion. Yeah,
Wrong occasion.
it didn't look, it wasn't that nice looking on her either,
And then
regardless of the
there was,
occasion.
yeah, you know what? There was one comment that I think it was made about Lisa's nails. Was it Lisa that
No, it
said
was Whitney's nails.
it was
But
Whitney's
Lisa's the
nails,
one who said it.
bridge and tunnel? And when she said that, I started laughing so loud because I thought, you know, the little jewels on the nails and stuff, because I haven't heard that term before. So I cracked up. I thought that was funny. I
Yeah,
did.
what did she call it again?
Bridge
Bridge
and
and
tunnel. Which means
tunnel.
it's like low class.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, I never heard of that either. I learned a lot of new sayings here.
yeah.
I tell you, yeah. Okay, so bridge and tunnel, that comes from like New York. So they're talking about when they say bridge and, oh, that's very bridge and tunnel. It means like, oh, like,
Living under a bridge.
no. So like I'm a New Yorker and I look down on the people who, who live in Queens, or they live in, Long Island or something like that, where they come in on the weekend, they take the bridges and the tunnels to come in. Whereas, like, I'm a New Yorker, right? So like they're coming to me and whatnot. So they're taking the bridge and tunnels. They're unsophisticated. That's where
That
that
sounds
comes
think that
from.
would be much more expensive to do, no?
Well, you know what?
Diving
They're just
in.
trying to say they're cheap. That's all. That's all she was saying in a different way, in a roundabout
No, I
way.
get it. I
And
get it. I
I
get
know what
it.
you're saying
But I
too,
would
but I
think
just
it's
thought it was funny.
expensive to do, but I don't know, right?
I think if you live in Manhattan, well, we know that's an expensive area, but it's a dig on commuters, right? You don't live in the city. So it's
And
like
do
the
that.
same as here,
Okay.
right? Okay, I, like you do this not so nice about people who live further out and they come in to our main like city core.
What do I do?
You make fun of them, the commuters. I know you.
I?
Yes, you do.
Well, some of them, I guess, maybe. They
Yeah.
might make fun of me too.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where the saying comes from. Bridge and tunnel is like a New York thing. But I thought that was really funny that Lisa said that. And I thought it was really funny that so Whitney had made the comment to Brittany, and Whitney's like, "Oh wow, I really like, like what you're doing with the nails." And she's like, "Who was it? Maybe it was Whitney who said it, not Brittany, but one of them was saying they're both all bedazzled and like, oh yeah, really understated. Oh, it's very understated."
Yeah.
So like, what are you talking about? You've got like blinged out Swarovski. It's like,
Yeah, it was cute. It was funny. I just never heard that term before, so that's why it made
yeah,
me laugh.
same. And I can never imagine myself wearing actual rocks or gems on my nails. What a hassle that might be. Like, would
Oh,
be,
I could.
no, a
I could.
weight. But wouldn't it be a
I did my
weight?
nails. I know,
And
but I
then
did
how do
my
you
nails
wash
for,
them? You
I yeah, I
scrub
did
like,
personally, I did mine for 15 years and no one,
wow.
maybe even longer, that no one ever saw my, like I did them all the time. At that time though, it wasn't very fashionable, to be honest, to put like rocks and stuff on it. But sometimes I think, yeah, it looks kind of some things I've seen that, you think creates a little bit overboard, but other times I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Why didn't I get that done?
Yeah.
I kind
But
of like it.
I would like the cute, but I wouldn't like maybe the overboard, right?
Well, yeah, like for me, like piercing my nail and putting an earring on like that, I don't like
Oh.
that. Like, like I've seen people do that, like with a little, like a little earring. I don't like that. But I've seen like
Jeez.
little jewels. And when actually, you know what? I did get them bedazzled once, and it was when I went to Vegas and I got my ring finger and I covered it in rhinestones. That's right. And I thought that was really cool because I had like a
Cute.
French manicure, and then I had that one nail that was all covered, like it was all blinged out in rhinestone.
Nice.
So that when I was pulling my slot machine, because that's what I did at the time. I was because they didn't have the touch ones, and I'd pull the slot machine, and then people could see my bling. So I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's why I'm doing this. So yeah, I thought it was really
Cute.
cool.
Yeah, very cute.
Kind of nice for it. Like I'm not upset about blinged out nails. I actually haven't personally ever gotten it, but I always see people with it, and I think it looks really good. I just hate getting my nails done, to be honest. Adding in more time would like kill me.
I think it would be cute to see on somebody else, but I feel for me it would be something very heavy. But
Yeah, but I have to agree on Bronwyn's outfit. I thought pretty inappropriate for a like a religious event. And then she put the bedazzled like the little gemstones on her eyelids. And again, I thought it's just, don't get me wrong, it's a cute outfit, but not for a bat mitzvah.
maybe for a rave.
but she didn't wear that well
Yeah.
either, in my opinion. I didn't think that was, like, I've seen many of her other outfits have always been like, yeah, that's really nice, that's really cute, but I didn't, this one didn't look good on her, in my opinion.
I think
And I still hate that
it
makeup in the commentary room. Those big lines, jeez, like I can't stop focusing on those.
I know. I don't know what she was thinking on that.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty PC there. Goodness gracious. Not what a fucking idiot.
Goodness gracious.
Great balls of fire. You know that song, right, Spice?
Yeah, I sure do.
Bet your sugar doesn't. No, maybe she does.
Only knew Great Balls of Fire from Gone with the Wind.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
No, I don't think that's from Gone with the Wind.
They say it in that, yeah.
Great balls of fire.
But I don't know the song, so I don't know if there's a different reference here.
Yeah, there's a song. It's an old one.
Oh, okay. All right, so we kind of get into things. Meredith is like, okay, I think this is like a really big accomplishment. Like she learned all these different things. Her husband lent her his and I'm I this isn't the term for it, but I forgot what it is. The shawl, that veil
The
thing.
prayer shawl.
Yes, that prayer shawl that she wears, and then that symbols like her becoming an adult in the church and stuff like that.
You know, he
And
was a
I
bit of
think,
a dick about that, giving it like in the little part before that. I thought, you know, like that wasn't very nice. The way that he goes, this is this old, right? Like, you know, like he was like kind of making fun of it. And I thought, like, that's a religious relic. Like I don't know. I just found that distasteful. That's what I found. Like when he was talking about it, I didn't like it. I didn't like what he was doing. I don't know much about that religion, but I know that as a sacred piece of like the sacred cloth that you're supposed to wear and give, you know, like to your family member, you shouldn't be making fun of it. And
yeah,
that kind
agreed.
of pissed me off, actually.
Okay. I actually didn't even really think of it, about it too much, but yeah, I'd like you pointing that out. He did say something like a little like cheeky about it when he was kind of like, or just kind of like disregarding it or something. But yeah, actually, I do remember that. But it was a really beautiful ceremony. The whole family's there, all this kind of stuff. Her children are involved. And it's quite beautiful. And Mary Cosby, Miss Mary, decides, I don't like Meredith right now, but I love God. And, you know, she is, you know, doing something for her religion. So I have to be here to support it, even though we're not on the best of terms. Decides to show up an hour late again. Or however late she was, I don't know the exact time, but everyone is in the ceremony. And oh my God, how mortified would you be if this happened to you? She's trying to figure out how to get in, and she peers in into the window to try to be like, where do I find the door? But that window she's peering into is like the back, everyone's facing it. And everyone in the ceremony sees her pointing here, just peeking in. I was thinking when I was watching that, I couldn't believe that like Brittany or Whitney or like any of the other housewives
Got
didn't
up
like
immediately to go and
get
call her.
go out and grab her quietly, because like you're sitting on the end. If you've got the opportunity, don't let her embarrass herself, or don't let
No.
her, you know, take away from Meredith's thing.
Yeah, agree.
Go out there quickly and be like, or text her saying,
Yeah, no, they were
"Come
just
back."
talking about it and laughing about it. Like, I mean,
Wasn't that terrible?
yeah, it was horrible. Fucked up. Like, they didn't, like, you know, that was just, I don't know.
As funny as it was, if that was a real life situation, I wouldn't even laugh at it. I would go and like help that person get in, because like
At least she didn't adjust her pantyhose, you know, because
Oh
she could have
my
done that.
God. Not knowing. But I mean, the other part of stupidity on that is, why the fuck would you be looking through a window, a curtain window, to try and find a fucking door? Walk around the fucking building and find a door. Like, but, you know, I mean, I get it. She's got stuff on her mind. She's already an hour late. She's just trying to get in.
She's just trying her best, and I'm not sure if she even knew, like maybe she couldn't hear in too, so she was thinking like, well, am I at the right side of the building? Because it looked like a pretty big building that this event was being held in. So to be honest, I think she just had no idea where she was going, and she just happened to peek into like just the most awkward window, and no one helped her. No one.
That's funny. Well, not funny, but yeah.
Poor Mary. That was me. I'd be mortified.
Yeah, same.
Oh well. Oh well. We can't depend on these ladies for anything, can we? But what we can depend on them for is some good entertainment and a fight in a really inappropriate place. And so the first one who does this, and I thought this was really, and it just kind of proves my point on how snaky this housewife is, but
I know
Bronwyn.
who you're talking about.
So all of a sudden, she makes buddy buddy with Brittany. And this was weird. And Brittany's fucking face,
She
like,
was so happy.
she was so happy. She's like, oh my God, me and Bronwyn are friends.
Finally.
Finally, we're friends. Brittany's just happy to be friends with any of these women in this cast because it's clear, like, I don't think any of them like her.
No.
But Brittany's on like cloud nine. And even Bronwyn had gone and walked over somewhere, and Brittany was like on her shoulder, like holding on to her, like, oh, it's my buddy. And I honestly felt quite bad because I guess Bron okay, so Bronwyn like goes and says, okay, I'm friends with you, and then flips it to say, now I'm gonna take something that you said about Angie. And I'm going to tell her right to her face right now to make things worse for, you know, to throw you into the fire, basically.
She's a
And
gaslighter.
yes.
Totally. She just drops a bomb and then walks away and then expects everyone. Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And you know what? The thing
That
is,
surprised me that she did that.
oh, it did, did it? Didn't surprise
Oh, it
me.
did. Didn't
Yeah.
surprise me either.
Yeah. Yeah, it
And
surprised
in
me.
her confessional, she also said something just super, super like offside. She's like, oh, I gave, oh, Brittany said she wants our friendship to last a long time. I gave her 5 minutes. Like,
Yeah.
what? How can you be so bitchy?
Yeah.
Although Brittany is her own, like she's her own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Because the thing is she's the one that brought up the 10 guys that she was dating, and then the three guys that she was more, you know, whether she was sleeping with them or closer with them. So like she's putting these ideas out there, right? Like that's what she's doing. And then when someone calls her on it, she's all upset. Oh my God, I'm not that. I'm not a slut. You're slut shaming me, you know, like, and the thing is she just kind of spirals from there. And that's the part I don't get. Like she, like Bronwyn, we put her aside or put her in a little box right now. Bronwyn was totally wrong to do that. But then that whole conversation started first with Brittany, with the fact that Brittany dated these guys. And then Brittany said, well, Angie probably did the same. You know what I mean? Like so that and that why she would even add on to that. She thought that that was pretty funny. And I thought that was like, what are you doing? What kind of idiot are you? Of course this shit comes out. Like we're on a TV show, you're being taped. Even if Bronwyn didn't throw her under the bus, she would have seen that. So like what are you doing?
Exactly. It wasn't very smart.
No.
And she's not good at like standing her ground. She's not very
Nope.
like strong. You know what I mean? Like, so like as soon as Angie fought back a little bit, which like so Brittany's all offended because she's like, oh, that's like a really serious allegation to say, like, considering my, you know, my religion. But any religion, that's not okay to, you know, be seen as a slut or like to have sex before marriage or anything like that. There's no religion that condemns, like, allows that. So, like, put that aside. You're just offended now. Now you're embarrassed. And Angie just hits back at her right away. And I thought, like, the way she was saying it was kind of funny.
I did too, with the with
Like,
her hair.
you've got high body count hair. You got a high body count dress on. Like, da 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 da. And then I thought it was really funny that Angie looks at herself. She's like, do I look like I'm like, am I a slut? Like, what I wearing? Like, is that slutty? And she's like, got like a super deep V cut dress, stuff like that. It's like, well, to be honest, yeah, it's pretty provocative, your outfit, I gotta say. But I honestly, this conversation I thought was funny.
I
I
did
didn't
too.
expect Brittany to like cry.
Spiral.
Yeah, and then but then again, you know who really made me laugh too? Oh my God, was Lisa with that comment about, well, she needs that carotids like the treatment, right? Like It was mean what Angie said, but maybe she could use some of that Carrotese treatment, you know? Like,
And
oh my God, that's
Angie
awesome.
too was saying, she's like, well, I mean, I'm just giving her advice, you know, her hair. As a hairdresser, I don't like your hair. Like, I don't know. I thought it was really funny. And yeah, she goes in the corner and starts crying right away. So
Ridiculous, but.
it's just because I don't know why she came onto the show, really. Because she can't handle it. She's not making friends with any of the women. And then, like, one thing that gets said, she could have said something back to Angie and whatever, like, go for it. Because, like, I think Angie's a pretty, like, tough girl. Like, she can take it. She's just, oh my God, that's so mean. You think I have slutty hair? Well, moving on from, Brittany, and we'll kind of get back to her in a bit, but Angie's definitely under fire at this event because Bronwyn also, she confronts her, and it's very much a confrontation because Bronwyn, she basically pulls this same thing she did to, what's her name, Heather, with Angie, because she pulls Angie aside and she says, like, well, I want you to apologize now. And I can't even remember what they're fighting about, but
I couldn't either. I couldn't remember either.
and it
Yeah,
didn't
same.
really, oh, you know what it was? It was Angie, the last episode at that campfire thing. She told Bronwyn, like, back out of it, like, where are your hearing aids? Like,
Oh, okay. That's what
and
she was
she kept
referring to.
saying, like, the F word, and she kept saying, like, different stuff like that, just because she's pissed off, right? They all swear, they all say stuff like that, they all get aggressive with one another. That's kind of what you're signing up for, I guess, in a way. So Bronwyn was upset by that, and I think on Angie's side, Angie was upset by her kind of like bringing out details that were like, you're trying to like ruin my friendships with other people, I guess. But so they're both a little bit pissed off at each other, and Bronwyn pulls Angie aside and basically is expecting her to apologize to her. And it just turns into a big fight. And Angie, she makes some good points in there that, listen, Bronwyn, like, you're trying to say, like, I was speaking, trashy, or I was being rude, or XYZ, but I've heard you swear many times. I've heard you yell at people. You told Lisa in front of everyone, in front of all the husbands, in a public setting, that something about, oh, I need to ride your dick. That's, that's profanity, right? Like, it's inappropriate, it's this, it's that. And then Bron,
Bronwyn said that at did Bronwyn say that at a on a podcast? Because she said it at the pool when she invited them out, right?
I don't know what was said on a
It was
pod.
at the
I don't know about that, but no, when she made that comment about, I need to ride your dick, was at the pool
Yes, okay. Yeah,
in
sorry.
front of everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, well, you guys are both going back and forth. I don't know why. The thing that really bothers me about Bronwyn is, like, she just expects to, like, walk up and be like, you need to apologize to me. And, like, she gets, like, upset that they're not like, oh yes, I should apologize to you. Like, why do you think, like, you deserve an apology and you can just do whatever you want? Like, she bothers me so much.
And she did tell her too. She said, "You know what? You're really mean." Like, and I thought that she's right, because she doesn't see herself that way, and like that's what she is, right? Like she's mean. Like she is. She's very mean.
She is.
Mean, mean.
I don't know. It really bothers me the way and it's like she just pulls someone aside. It was like the exact same thing she did to Heather. She's like, okay, well, are you gonna apologize now? And then what I thought was very funny, Her husband comes over. This is an interesting. I don't know why he let her do the show because he's not into anything.
I know.
And he's the one who's running, calling the shots and running the show in that relationship. But it's so funny because when she's away from Todd, it's she tries to make herself out to seem like she's the hot shot and whatever. But no, yeah, that was funny. He can't comes over, and I kind of liked that he was just trying to break it up. I kind of liked that he said to Angie, like, okay, let's pull you guys apart. Let's go get a drink. Because really, at that point, they're just going around in circles and it's inappropriate there. Okay, how about I'm going to take my wife over here and Angie, do you want a drink? I'll go get you a drink. I actually kind of like that he said that.
And she even said too, she goes, "I like that guy. I like Todd." She did. Thanks, Todd. And I bet that really got under Bronwyn's skin too. Because, and she was, it actually, not that I bet, but it did, because Bronwyn did say, right? "You didn't stick up for me, right?"
Well, what is he gonna go and start
I
fighting?
have no idea.
No, I actually thought that was a really good way to do it.
I thought so too.
Same.
And I don't even like him. And you know what? He did well in this scene.
I actually really like that. Okay, can I get you a drink to the person that they're fighting with? Yeah, no, I mean, I think
Be
that's
diplomatic.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought that was really funny. And then you're right, Spice. She was peeved off by it because when they're going and they're standing at the bar, trying to order their drinks, she's like, it was so awkward, their dynamic. She's like, you know, I understand you're trying to be respectful of other women and da 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 da. And he's like, just knock it off. Just don't do this. Like, you're at a public event. Like, come on. But he really does just kind of like shut her down.
Yeah, for sure.
And then only other thing I kind of wanted to bring up was Meredith throws Angie out for slut shaming.
I know she said, but she just like she threw a fit like just out of
She
nowhere.
she
It's
did.
like, what are you
That
doing?
was so fucking ridiculous and fucked up and extreme. Like, I mean, shut the fuck up, go the other way, and just fucking ignore her letter, you know, like just walk away from it. Like, don't
But
make a
bringing out your
scene.
bodyguard saying, you know
Security,
what, security?
security,
Get
get
two
this woman out
bodyguards.
of here. Jesus Christ. Fuck. So stupid.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that, but I thought that was a great ending. It was like, oh my, I thought she was kind of kidding, or like just say like, but you know what? She was upset by Mary telling her and Angie on the other episode, like, if you guys aren't gonna shut up, you guys can leave. And so she was affected by being asked to leave. And then she does it
And
to
she
she
was
does it.
directly telling them to leave. Mary, she didn't understand how Mary said it.
Yes.
Because
It's
Mary
interesting
didn't
that
say, "Get out of my house." She didn't say that. She said, "Just like stop, or you can get out of my house," right?
because the way
She
Mary
didn't say,
was
"Get
saying
out of my
was like,
house," right?
if you guys aren't gonna like stop or like even talk, like what are you doing here? Like you guys can just leave. Like what's the point of this brunch, right? It was more of that. That's the way she was saying it. And Meredith took it the wrong way. But then the way Meredith did it in this scene was directly, here's my bodyguard, escort them out.
But
And
then
even
Meredith
Angie
made up with
said, she's
Mary
like,
too. Like, it's weird, you know, like
yes.
at that. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. But, and so, yeah, her response to Angie, oh, I would have died. If someone did that to me, I would have crawled under a rock and died if someone thrown me out like that.
I have to say,
That's horrible.
Angie handled it well, but she even looked at the security guards. She's like, I'm gonna leave. Like, obviously, I understand. This is my point. I'm not welcome here. But like, even she looked at the security guards. She's like, guys, like, come on. I'm like 5 foot, whatever. I weigh this much. You don't need to escort me. But I thought she held it together very well. Even they brought over the coat, and what did she say? It ended up being Britney's coat that they brought.
She threw it.
That's Britney's coat. And Brandy is just lo standing there like a little sad, like, but like I don't see Brittany coming back on the show, to be honest, because
Don't like her. Okay, I don't know.
I'm sure
Do
this.
you know who she kind of reminds me of in a different way from a different Housewives series? Was she was annoying to me, just like OC and what's her name that came in with her ex, with Jesus Jugs. What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis. They have that same sort of because they're like they don't make sense. Like they just they fly off the handle, they're mad, they're this, they're
This
that,
is
but
just not the
they
show for her. Like, I
yeah,
mean,
no.
yeah, there's
Yeah, no,
no
that's who she
connection
reminds me
there
of.
in them.
No, Brittany doesn't really fit in. I'm sure like in real life, she's probably a nice girl, but it's too much for her. She doesn't have the personality that she's gonna be able to thrive on the show. I think it's probably gonna do damage to her in the long run, like being on this. So I, to be honest, like when I see her on here, like I feel bad for her. But I don't see her coming back.
Yeah, sometimes I feel bad for her, but a lot of times I don't because she says some really mean things too. And it's like,
Yeah, she
but
does.
as soon as they're turned around, as soon as somebody
Yeah,
says something
it's a
about her,
big
that's where
deal.
she falls apart.
Yeah, exactly. Oh well. To be honest, those are kind of like the big things that I thought about on this show, like on this particular episode, I mean. But really, at the end of the day, I really like seeing Meredith, take that step with her religion and, show how proud she is and, faith, her heritage
Embrace it.
and her family, really. So I thought this was a really beautiful episode, despite all the shenanigans that go on. But I'm a messy girl and I love the drama, so I'm not too mad about that too. So I thought this was the perfect mix of everything in this episode. But do you guys have anything else you want to add?
Nope.
No, not really.
No.
Cool. Before we say ciao for now, I do have a golden question for this episode.
Yay.
And so this week's golden question, so Angie, and I thought this was funny, like this really wasn't a diss, but it turned into a diss. And even everyone was laughing when she was saying it. You've got high body count hair. You got high body count shoes. You got a high body count dress. So that was her diss. What would you say to one of these women to diss them? Like, oh, you've got a high body count car. Oh, you've got a high body count. Like, I don't know. Like, if you could just, like, what do you think you could say to someone? Because that really got under Brittany's skin. What do you think you could say? Or, like, one thing like, oh, Bronwyn, you've got high body count dogs. Like, those are only two dogs that sluts have, Something stupid that you think would get under one of these women's skin if you made fun of it. I'll go first.
Go right ahead.
And
They have no clue.
this isn't something that I think, but like if I were to make like a stupid joke about Meredith's caviar, like, oh, Meredith only sluts eat caviar. I bet you she'd be offended. And that's not
Oh,
something
yeah, for sure.
it's just something that would get under her skin.
I was thinking something like, I've heard my dog fart smarter things.
I like that.
I had to Google it because I heard someone say that the other day and I thought that was pretty good. You
I think
had
they
to
would get
Google
butthurt
what? What
over
did you Google?
that saying.
The saying.
I have no idea what I would say.
What do you think would get someone like super butthurt? And that means like it's a dumb comment, like saying you've got high body count hair, where it's like that's kind of funny. Or like me saying only sluts eat caviar. It's like kind of stupid, but someone will get really offended over it. Like they get butthurt. Even though it's something that's like it doesn't really matter in the long run. It's kind of
I just
something.
never heard of it like that high body count hair for the, like I just remember we had big hair in the 80s. So that's what I think of when and it's like why would I, but anyways. I don't know.
Honestly, and it doesn't even make sense. It was just something
Yeah,
to
I
me,
never heard of that.
right? It wasn't something that's like common to say, like, you got high body count hair. No, it was just a diss that she made that like got really under her skin. She got butthurt over it.
I don't know what I would say, but I probably would like to say it, but I'd have to have time to think about what I would really like to say, and it would
Yeah,
probably be to berate
you know
me.
what the problem is when you're in a situation like that, not that someone said that about me, like the high body count, but if someone said something, because I've been in a situation where someone said something disrespectful to me, and at that time my head goes wah, 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 because I can't really think. But after the situation, and when I'm at home and when I'm stewing, I think about 10 different things I could have
Things
said
I
back,
could have said. Yeah, I
right?
could have, should have,
And I'm
would have.
so mad at myself because I
Yeah,
didn't say something smart back.
same.
All right, not so nice. You don't even have to say like what it would be, but like if you think like, oh, Lisa would get super offended if I were to say something about her jewelry or like something like that, like
Or her tequila line.
her tequila line. Yeah, exactly. Like what do you think like would be like a kind of like just like a funny comment, like you have
Your
high body.
tequila line smells like my your tequila smells like mushrooms. Something.
Ew. Yeah.
See, I
Yes.
can do this now, but if I was in the heat of the moment, I couldn't think of something like that. Something smart like that. Something like not smart,
Exactly.
but silly like that, right?
Sometimes I can, but sometimes it's just like it ain't fucking happening. Especially when you put it in, like, like if sometimes if it's something spontaneous, you react, right? But then given it as a question, it's like you kind of like, oh, look at it or think of it differently. I don't know. That didn't even make sense, maybe. I have no fucking idea. Pass. I'm good.
Oh, you can't pass. Come on.
Can't pass.
Not so nice. You can't pass.
What can you say about her tequila? What can you say about her makeup? What can you say
Yeah.
about someone's? What can you say about who really who upsets you the most? Brittany, what would you say to her? Something you could say to her.
Stop looking for somebody and just fucking live your, like, watch your kids.
Okay, there you
There you
go.
go.
There you
Hey,
go.
actually, I thought of something for Brittany too. And Brittany, this is just, if you ever hear this, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to make you cry. This is just a joke. But of those 10 guys that you're dating,
Oh
how
no,
many
don't
of
go
them
there.
are cousins?
One
Oh.
is.
Oh.
You went there.
That would be a pretty funny one. She would, oh my God. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.